One of the main benefits that I have experienced over the years as a result of practicing mindfulness, and this is something that's available to any of us at any time, is being able to not get carried away with really, really strong emotions and really, really strong reactions to things that are happening or have happened to us. I had an opportunity this week. The details really aren't important at all, but what I will say, just enough to give context to what I'm speaking of, is that I had a situation where someone very, very close to me, who I've known for many years, essentially has broken my trust. And when I found out about it, it is something that I immediately knew that whatever it is, however my mind is processing this, the thoughts that I was having, and it's almost like in real time, I was able to see my own internal reactions. It certainly does not feel good, did not feel good to find this out. And what is most important about this is that I could feel those very strong reactions, that energy coming up. In other words, I have had situations, you know, in the past where I have been hurt by people or disappointed by people, not the same exact situation, but there have been times when someone's behavior or lack of expected behavior has caused really, really strong emotional reactions. And it usually, what I found is that it takes the form of repetitive thoughts and just, you know, thinking along the same lines over and over and over again, you know, repeating the situation that happened, thinking a lot about, you know, my feelings about it and just, you know, whatever it is that's coming up in terms of what I'm telling myself about what happened. And I came to the realization pretty quickly that it was hard enough, that it hurt deeply enough to have this happen, that how sad it is that I am going to make this situation worse or make the pain of it last longer by the way that I'm thinking. And that's probably the most important thing I'm going to say today, is that what I ultimately can do is I can choose to become aware of the fact that I am angry and that I am hurt all at the same time. I can pay very close attention to my thoughts. And it's not really a matter of whether the thoughts are true or not at this point. It's just the idea here is to just allow myself to realize that I am reacting. And it's not to minimize this. I mean, this was certainly a very, very painful situation for me. But I am very well aware of the fact that, and this is something that's available to any of us that practice mindfulness, is that it was almost as if I was protecting myself against getting really, really wrapped up in this. In other words, instead of really getting wrapped up as the person being very angry and very hurt, and albeit I certainly was angry and hurt, I am not going to deny that, and I'm still working through and processing my feelings and my thoughts about this, but it's been so amazing. And there again, this isn't anything about me as a human being. It's just that this is just, you know, another person who has undergone the process of practicing paying attention to what their thoughts are and what their self-talk is like. I don't even really want to make this that personal, because it's really, this is available to anyone. There's no incredibly miraculous about this. There's no superhuman abilities that are required. It's just that it's a, you know, the only way that I can ever get to where I can be comfortable sitting with thoughts and with experiencing things that are very, very uncomfortable, very yucky is the word I would use for this, and that do not feel good, is that it's a matter of practicing doing it. The more that I've been able to sit with things that don't feel good, situations where people have hurt me, have let me down, have disappointed me, have violated my trust, whatever this is, I'm not going to say all these things are the same, but what is the same and where there is some common ground is that these things bring up emotional hurt and pain for people. And I know this all too well. I've been on both sides of this before. And I know that had I not been able to get a hold of my thoughts, to realize that I was thinking in a certain way about this, that if I wasn't able to do that, and the only way I could do that is by practicing doing that. And it made it really, I can honestly say that it made it easier to go through this. I'm still not on the other side completely as of yet. I'm still working through feelings, and I'm working through thoughts, and I'm working through emotional reactions. But what's beautiful is that mindfulness practice can actually slow things down. In other words, I'm not so busy, wrapped up, and caught up in thinking these thoughts over and over and over again about what this person did to me and how they violated my trust and how they really hurt me and disappointed me. And what's so interesting is that I was able to, because I caught myself fairly quickly, and there again, that isn't anything that is incredible or superhuman. It's just, you know, we catch ourselves in the act of having these thoughts when we practice doing that. It's really all this is a matter of. And it's just anything as human beings, any endeavor that we practice long enough and sustain that practice, we're going to get to where we can more effectively do whatever it is that we're practicing trying to do, in other words. And so I can honestly say that it has prevented me. I felt very, and there again, it was because I was able to pay attention to my mind in the moment. I wanted to lash out at this person. I wanted to yell and scream and say, how dare you do this to me? How could you possibly? I mean, there's all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. I'm not saying that if I would have done that it would have been wrong. But I guess what I do want to make the point of here is, at least from my perspective, what I have learned is that if I engage in yelling and screaming and saying all these things to this person, and in a very harsh tone, very angry, with a lot of negative energy, it may feel like that's what I want to do, but it doesn't mean it's the best thing for me to do. And I know that, you know, I can't make that determination for anyone else but myself. I just know that during times when I have yelled and screamed at someone and completely lost it emotionally, and I guess what they call going off on somebody, there's an inclination to want to do that. There's a sense of satisfaction. I've heard it referred to before as righteous indignation, and I'm certainly not saying that a person should not do these things. I'm not trying to talk anyone out of this, but what I have discovered is that through not giving in to the desire to do this has allowed me to actually, I believe, process this in really in a more healthy way. And the most common thing that I would have done in the past is, if someone did this to me, I would have just written them out of my life immediately, very swiftly. And that would have been the end of that. I just would have, that's just the way I would have reacted to this. And I'm admitting that openly because of the fact that it's very easy to get into a behavior of like that. It's very easy when people disappoint us and hurt us to just be done with them. And I realize there's times in our lives where maybe that is what needs to happen. And I can't know what's right for anyone else other than myself. But I know in this case that it's a little more complicated than that. It certainly does change things, and I don't know if the relationship will ever be the same again. It's too early to tell. But I do know that I'm much more likely to handle this in a healthy way if I'm not giving in to my desire to lash out at this person and scream and yell at them and tell them, tell them how I think that this is. What I really want to be able to do is to be emotionally healthy. I really want to be able to take care of myself. And I know that continuing to hold on to this, to these, extreme emotional reactions and feelings, and bottling all this up is not good either. But I know that I'm much more likely, when I sit down with this person and talk to them about it, which I am going to do that soon, It's almost as if I've given myself a little bit of time to get some perspective. It's allowed me to take a little bit. It's almost like I've given myself the gift of time. And it's really, it has only been through mindfulness practice that I've been able to do that. What I've really been able to do is I've been able to first care for myself, to be able to give myself the space to realize, okay, I am very upset. I am very disappointed. I am very hurt. I'm feeling all of those things I was feeling that, and I'm still feeling that like that now. But at the same time, though, what I found is that if I just would have started yelling and screaming at this person and say everything that I felt like I wanted to say in that moment, and it's not to say that any of that was invalid or wrong, it's just that I know in some cases what it very easily can happen is that I can say some things that I regret, and once they're said, it's very, very hard to take them back. And the sad truth is that, you know, letting people into our lives, you know, becoming, and this is not, you know, this is with friends, this is with family, this is with all kinds of relationships. And in this particular case, I mean, this is not even a romantic relationship. This is someone who has been a dear friend to me for a long, long time. This is a person who feels like family to me. And that's why it is really difficult. This is a person who many, many times in my life, when I needed them, when I needed emotional support, when I was going through difficulties and struggles, they were always there for me. They did not fail me. And I think that is why I have chosen to give myself the gift of perspective. And maybe, just maybe, I don't want to get crazy with this, maybe I'm giving them that gift as well. Because I really have to take some time to sort out how I really feel about this. I have to determine, I know already that I'm not just wanting to write this, you know, this person out of my life and give up on them. But there is going to have to be some healing. There is going to have to be some uncomfortable words said. It's not going to be fun, but it's something that I know that I'm going to do. And when I do it, I want to make sure I love this person enough, and this person has been there for me enough over the years that I want to say these things out of love. I want to say these things from a place of love. And so what has happened is that not only has practicing mindfulness allowed me to cope more effectively in the moment when I found out what happened, it's also helping me to cope from that point on, even up to, through, and including right now as I'm speaking these words. In other words, I am waking up every day, and I'm becoming aware many times each day that this has happened and that it is terribly disappointing. And I've caught myself in the act of feelings of wanting to be vindicated, of wanting to have revenge. And that's just human and natural. It doesn't mean that that's what I'm going to do. And I know that that's not what I'm going to do, but it is human. And so the only way I can sit with all of these thoughts that come up, and a lot of them are irrational, a lot of them don't really make sense, a lot of them are reactive and reactionary, is that the more I can give myself headspace to let these, you know, I'm not trying to not have these thoughts, and I'm certainly not trying to have them, but they are, what I'm finding is the less that I'm giving energy to these thoughts, the less that I'm believing them, the less that I'm identifying as the person, you know, that's been hurt and their trust has been violated and they've been disappointed and let down and whatever else you want to call it, that it's come to a place where I no longer have to take all that so personally. And by doing that, it's really allowing me to, you know, really determine how I feel about it, whether I, I know already this is a person that I still want to try to work this out with. We'll just have to see what happens. But I know that ultimately being able to engage in a practice that allows me to pay attention to my thoughts, to see them and hear them as they are going through my mind, and realizing that I have a choice. I don't have to believe them. I don't have to indulge in them at all. I don't have to believe anything I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. And it really has freed me in a lot of ways. It's made it a lot easier for me to cope. I mean, during this time, I found this out late last week, I've had things that I've needed to do. I've had family responsibilities. I've had work responsibilities. I've had responsibilities with other friends. I've had responsibilities to myself, things that I want to do to take care of me. And I couldn't do any of those things if I was busy, completely wrapped up in emotional, I'm not even trying to think what the right word would be, just an emotional upset, having a breakdown of some sort, and not being able to really function at all, not being able to really be in life where it's all happening, not being able to be there for other people who are also looking, you know, to me to discharge some type of responsibility towards them. I mean, there's only one way for me to be able to live life, and it's, I want to be able to be present for it, and I don't want to be consumed with my thoughts. It's not that I'm trying not to think. It's just that I'm creating a space where those thoughts can happen and they can just freely come and go. And I don't have to hold on to them and cling to any of them and identify with any of those things. And I can truly say that had I not started engaging in this practice years ago, I probably would not even be able to cope right now. I probably would be so consumed with anger and so unbelievably hurt and so incredulous that somebody could hurt me this way. But at the end of the day, I realize that, you know, this is part of what being human is. I can't live, you know, I can't live on an island by myself. I'm going to have other people in my life, and because of that, I am going to be vulnerable, like it or not. I guess I don't have to be, but I know it's really the only way to open myself up to people, and it's the only way I can really truly love people. Is there's going to be some of that vulnerability that has to take place. And I really and truly do want to do that. I do want to love people. I do want to trust people. And it's really just a matter of making that choice. Am I willing to do that? And I know that if I am willing to do that, if I am willing to have relationships with people where I'm open and vulnerable, choosing to practice mindfulness has made it a whole lot easier for me. Because if I'm going to be human, I'm going to have thoughts and I'm going to have internal reactions to things. And if I can have a way of processing those things and not getting overly carried away with them and by them and be able to actually have peace in my life and meaning and perspective, I'm much, much better off. There will be pain with this. There will be some difficulties with this for a while. I have some things I'll have to work through. But we all have those things, and I know that engaging in this practice will make it much easier for me to be able to do this work, to get through this time, and to be able to find as much joy as I can along the way, because this isn't going to ruin that. My life isn't over. It's just a matter of keeping that perspective, and I know that mindfulness practice has certainly made it easier for me to be able to remember these things, that it really all is not lost. And it's just a matter of emotionally dealing with this situation. And mindfulness practice has certainly empowered me to be able to have the wherewithal and the desire to deal with this situation in the healthiest way that I possibly can. I can't make it go away. I can't deny that it happened because it did happen. But I know that I can cope in spite of it in the best and most effective way I can because of this practice.